Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How may I help you today?
I don't know. I just got a call that I was charged for something, and...
Okay,
They said to cancel it, press 1, and I pressed 1, and then you answered.
Okay, like, do you or purchase any item from eBay?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Alright, I just checked my server. I can see that you purchased iTunes gift card for $299, okay?
What?
I can see my server. You purchased iTunes gift card for $299. So, are you authorized?
I didn't do it.
Alright. So, that is the reason I can see my server. Some suspicious activity in that account, alright? So I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you up security and block the services people and delete this fake eBay account, right? Are you understand that?
Yes, okay.
I tell you that I guide you, ma'am, how to fix this problem. I'll guide you. So, do you have
how
any... I'll guide you how to fix this problem, okay? So, do you have any computer or laptop?
No.
Okay, no problem. Do you have any smartphone like Android, iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, so is that your Android or iPhone?
Android.
Okay, so do one thing, put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
Yes.
Alright. Then open up your Play Store. PlayStore.
Play Store. Okay,
yeah. Once you open that, just do let me know.
Okay, I have.
Okay, now look at your ad very top on your screen. Do you see any long narrow search bar over there that says search for apps and games?
No.
Look at your ad very top, at the very top on your screen. Do you see any search for apps and games? Search bar, do you see that?
For what?
Search for apps and games, do you see that? In your Play Store?
Yes.
Alright, click on the search bar.
Yeah.
Alright, now listen to me very carefully. So, I already told you, some people is trying to misusing your personal details, okay? So,
Who are you exactly? Right now, I'm confused.
My name is Barry Allen. I am from eBay Security Department, okay?
Okay, I don't even have an eBay account or anything like that.
Oh my god, I already told you what happened to you. Like, listen to me very carefully. I want to explain that, okay? Listen to me first. Yeah. I think some overseas people, like foreign people, hacked your IP address and they are stealing your identity, okay? And they are creating another fake eBay account with this identity, okay? So for that, we need to provide you a security and block those overseas people.
Okay.
So you need to download that software. It's called AnyDesk. It's AnyDesk.
Okay.
Type over there AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
A-N-I-E-S-K.
A-N-Y-D-A-S-K. SK, E as in apple, N as Nancy, Y as a yolo, D as doctor, E as an elephant, S as in sugar, K as in kingdom. Alright?
Okay.
A and, yeah. Then give a click on search.
I see.
Okay. Then
and
what you
remote.
That one. You simply install this app, alright? We need to generate a security code through this software, okay? You simply install and open it.
Okay, so it was me coming in it.
Once you open that, just do it, you know.
Okay, it's open.
Okay, now what do you see on your screen? What do you see on your screen?
Knox license activation.
Alright, do you see any positive option? Just click on that. Okay, allow next. Just click on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Then what do you see?
I mean, like, any desk, any your address, like, passport, or mobile phone.
All right, tell me that numbers.
829.
Yeah.
375.
Yeah.
519.
Okay, it's 829-375-519, right? Alright, below that number, do you see any safe password for unattended access? Do you see that?
Any what?
Below that number, do you see any safe password option? Safe password?
Yes.
Alright, click on that safe password.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Once you click on that safe password, now do you see any permission profile?
Yeah, it has like a lot of
Alright, scroll that page. Now, do you see any permission profile? Smally, scroll that page.
Yes.
Do you see that? Permission profile?
Permission? Yes.
Profile. Below that permission, do you see permission profile?
Yes, permission profile.
Yeah, click on that permission profile. We need to generate a security password, okay? Now, what do you see on your screen? Once you click on that permission profile, what do you see on your screen?
Default screen sharing full access,
Do you see any unattended access? Click on that unattended access.
In what?
Unattended access. Do you see that?
Yes.
All right, click on that unattended access. Now,
yes.
do you see any enable unattended access?
Yes.
Alright, click on that enable unattended access.
Okay.
Alright. Now, do you see any password option?
Yes.
Alright. Now, you simply put that password. It's eBay1234. All should be lowercase. All should be one word. Okay? It's eBay1234. EBAY 1234. Okay?
Okay. Is that okay?
Alright, 1234. Do you set the password?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, give a click on OK. Did you done that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am provide you a security, so that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Below that security warning, what do you see on your screen? Just do let me know, alright? Do you see any start now option? Just click on give a click on that start now.
No, it was just for a second and then it was gone. It was like for a second and was just gone after 1 second.
Alright, what do you see on your screen?
It's again the permission profile.
Okay, hold on. 1 second, I'm sending that a security warning. All right. Do you see any start now option? Just to let me know. Do you see that?
Yes. Start recording or casting with any.
Yeah. Start now. Click on that start now.
All right.
Now press that back key. Close each and everything. Okay. Close each and everything. You successfully connect with our server. Okay. Now I am transfer this call to my senior technician. Okay. 5-level senior technicians. Don't do anything. Just stay on the line. Okay. Just stay on the line and transfer this call to my senior. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for being on hold, madam. This call has been transferred to the senior supervisor. How are we doing today?
Okay.
Okay, so right at the moment, I do believe my previous colleague had to make you understand about your eBay order, right?
Sorry, say it again.
My previous colleague had to make you understand about this order problem, right?
Yeah, I didn't completely understand, but yeah.
Like, you did not make this order, right?
Yes, it's not me, I don't have any eBay account. Yes.
You don't have any eBay account also?
Mm-mm.
All right. And madam, apart from you, anyone else use this your cell phone or your personal information?
No.
Or some kind of sometime you do receive some kind of spam emails like you have won a car, you have won a lottery, you are getting 50% discount, like this?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, just check it, madam. Log into your email and just check it. That did you receive any kind of spam emails or not?
Like
you know how to check it?
Yes, I don't see anything.
I'm telling you. Look at the top, madam. Look at the top, extreme top, left hand side corner. You will get to see there is a 3 horizontal lines over there. You will tap on the 3 horizontal lines.
Look,
at the left hand side top corner, can you see 3 horizontal lines?
Yes.
And look over there, you will get to see there is a spam folder over there, spam folder.
Spam, yes.
And have you received spam emails over there?
Not recently.
Yeah, not. I'm not talking about recently, madam. Like, did you receive any kind of spam emails?
Just like advertising stuff.
That is the thing. Because these are the spam emails which is coming from the foreign unknown IP addresses. Okay. Because the thing is that whenever you are you are using your internet, at that point of time there are lots of unwanted spam emails are coming. Because these spam emails are coming from the foreign unknown IP addresses, okay? So whenever you are clicked on that spam emails, at that point of time, your information gets compromised by those foreign unknown people, okay? And through that, they are making this kind of fake eBay account, and through that fake eBay account, they are placing this kind of fraud purchases, all right? So do one thing,
I never enter this kind of email.
You are not entering, madam. But the thing is that those fraudsters are automatically entering this, or they are sending these emails through their site. So they can just easily get access all of your information. All right. So you can delete that spam emails from your site. Delete it. Empty that spam emails from your site.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have.
All right, that's good. And I do believe, madam, you can understand, through your side, the purchase has been made for the iTunes gift card, and already it has been cost you $299, okay, for that. So what you need to do, madam, you need to simply check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not, okay? If you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay, you can just let me know. I will help you up to get back your refund, all right?
In my bank account?
In your bank account, yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And I do believe you do deals with the Commonwealth Bank, right?
Yes, but I didn't activate it. Like, I don't have any money in Commonwealth Bank account. I just opened the account the other day.
Okay, no worries. If you have any bank account with you, just check it properly. And after that, I'm telling you what you need to do.
Just a second.
Yep. Take your time. I'm holding this line for you.
Yes, I'm seeing something from...
Yeah?
What? How much you said?
It's for $299.
No, I can see it.
You can see it, right? And
no, I don't see it.
You don't see it because maybe it's in a pending transaction right at the moment, so that's why. And can you just confirm me one thing, madam? You are dealing with the Australian bank, or you are dealing with any other outsider bank, madam?
Outside of land.
Like which country bank that is? Can you just confirm me that?
Israel,
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No worries. And apart from that, you can just also check your Commonwealth also, because we are receiving the payment from Commonwealth. So you need to check it Commonwealth Bank also.
I see, but as I told you, I just got the...
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
I just got the information for the bank today. I don't have anything going on.
All right. No worries. Then don't need to check it. All right. Just give me a moment. As because the purchase has been made for $299 from your side. Okay. So just let me have a word with my accounts team, my accounts manager. Okay. So they're gonna help you up to cancel that fraud transaction which has been made through your side. Okay, just hold on. Just let me have a word with my accounts team. All right. And are you there, madam?
Yes.
Yeah. And can you just confirm me one thing? Did you share any kind of your personal information to anyone, an outsider?
Did I what?
Did you share any kind of your personal information, like your name, your address, your phone number, your email?
With where?
Anyone, any outsider whom you don't know.
In person?
Sorry?
Or in person, in a site or something like that?
In a site.
Yes. Yesterday,
yes.
I registered to this place that I applied work through.
It's a job website.
Yes.
Okay.
And
it's a verified website, madam. From where you have shared your information. Is it a verified website?
Is it what?
Is it a verified website, madam?
Verified?
Like, you can understand, madam, because this kind of fraudulent things happen through online, right? Because whenever you're sharing your any kind of your personal information through online, okay, through any websites, at that point of time, it's highly chances are there to leak all of your information, to lose all of your information from your site, okay? So that is the thing, maybe from there they have get your information, and during last night they have faced this kind of fraud orders by the SI, by making this kind of fraud purchases. All right.
So even no worries, if I only put my email?
Sorry?
Even if I only put my email address?
Yes, maybe if you are connected with your email, or maybe you are connected with your phone number also. All right.
Okay.
So, as because you can understand that this is a fraudulent activities, this is a fraud activities, and this is a fraud order which has been placed through your site. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply pass this case to my National Crime Agency, NCA, okay? So, they're going to handle this case, they're going to handle this fraud case from your site. So, what they are going to do, they are going to help you up to catch those unknown fraudsters, okay, and cancel that purchase which has been made through your site. All right?
All right.
So, just hold on. I'm simply transferring this call to my National Crime Agency. All right?
All right.
All right. Hold on.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, may I know that what conversation that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what do you have understand?
I have understand that someone got any kind of private information from me online, and was trying to purchase something from eBay, and it's not me.
Okay. Now, first of all, can you just tell me that when did you last time you used your card for making any transaction or any purchases from eBay?
I never purchased anything from eBay.
Alright. You haven't got any eBay account as well?
No, I don't have any eBay account.
Okay. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to compromise into your details, okay? And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever they are doing...
Can you say it again, please?
I say that those are the overseas people who have been connected with your IP address, with your network. They are trying to compromise into your details. And they are using your identification for doing this sort of cyber fraud activities. Okay? They are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. So that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency, that is us. Now, Do you have got any idea in which department we works for and why your call has been connected to us?
No, I don't.
All right. Now, let me tell you that we are the government agency. We works for government and we works under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deals with all the fraudulent activities and cyber fraud activities, whatever is happening in whole over Australia. We deals with it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as we can see through your bank account, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. That is the reason why your case has been registered to us, so that we will gonna investigate this matter in a proper way, and we will gonna find it out that where are the people are belonging from, those are trying to compromise into your details. All right?
But listen, this is for my Australian, through my Australian bank account, because it hasn't been, I haven't been using it yet.
No, it's not about the Australian bank account. I'm talking about your bank account because they are using your identification. They are using
okay.
your network for doing this sort
okay.
of cyber fraud activities. All right?
Okay.
And they are using your personal details for making this sort of cyber fraud activities. And they are using your identifications for that. Okay? Now, right at the
okay.
moment, as I have seen on the internet, that the hackers, those are the people are trying to compromise into your details. The hackers are have got your information and your bank account details. So they are registered yourself. So on some different sort of platforms like eBay, Amazon, and they are trying to make this sort of fraudulent charges without your any authorization. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the whole money that you have got in your bank account, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. Now, like you have got a bank account, you are basically you are belong to Australia or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
You are from Israel?
Yes, that's right.
And how long you are been in Australia?
Nothing, 1 week.
1 week, like you will gonna stay over the Australia or you go back to the Israel after some time?
No, I'm just traveling. I will go back to Israel.
All right, right. And when did the last time you used your bank card of your Israel?
Like my card from Israel?
Yes.
I believe maybe few days ago.
Few days ago, and have you used that card on Australia?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have got the debit card or is that a money that card that is belongs to the traveling card like this?
No, it's my MasterCard of my Israeli bank account.
MasterCard, right. All right. Now, just allow me some moment. As because we can see that through your bank account, there are fraudulent activities which has been going on. And when did the last time you log in into your Commonwealth Bank for the last time?
I haven't. I was just, they are just supposed to set it now. I don't have any money there. I don't have anything there.
Well, like you haven't received that card from them?
I just, today I received the email with my details. Just today. With my bank account number and all of that.
Okay,
just
and
today.
when they will gonna provide you your debit card or your MasterCard, they say?
They're supposed to do like in a week from now.
Alright. Alright, no issue.
Yes, they're supposed to send
you. Alright, and just allow me some moment. And have you able to use that card on the Australia from Israel card? Because through your bank debit card, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. So that is the reason I'm asking you.
Yes,
so
I used it. Yeah, just use it physically, not online.
Not online, right. Now, just allow me some moment. And are you sure that you it is not a your travel money card?
Travel money? What's travel money card?
All right, now just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team, then I'll get back to you. So I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment, about 3 to 4 minutes, then I'll get back to you, right?
Okay.
All right. You there?
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm having a word with my team, so it says that it will take some time to investigate this matter because it's just a peculiar situation from yours, because you are just basically belongs to the Israel and you have come to the Australia and you have to face this sort of problems. So that's not a problem, you don't need to worry about it. What we are going to do, we are investigating this matter in a proper way. And I will gonna get back to you after some hours. All right.
What can I do now to make sure that it like not continue to go on, or like is like what do I need to do now?
You don't have to do anything about it. Don't log in into your banks or don't do any internet activities until or unless we put the security. And we are stopping all these transactions. From which is not authorized by you, and I'll get back to you within 2 hours. All right.
So you're stopping all of the
We are stopping all the transactions for now, and I'll get back to you whenever it will gonna need it. All right. I'll gonna let you know that once we need to investigate this matter, and it will take some time. So I'm gonna get touch with you within 2 hours once I collect some of the evidence regarding your investigation. All right.
All right.
All right. Remember my name. My name is Peter Wilson. I'll get back to you after some time.
What? Say it again. What's your name?
Peter Wilson.
Peter Wilson. Okay.
All right.
Thank
get back to you within 2 hours. All right. Thank you. Bye for now.
Thank you.